I chuckled when I spotted the singer's Cher on her third farewell tour. She is calling it her Here We Go Again tour. But I shouldn't mock. In September 2016, I announced I was pulling up the drawbridge at Fortress H. I'd written my last dispatch, but in January the following year, I launched my very own Here We Go Again tour. For the past 2 years, dispatches have charted my retirement with Mrs. H. But here we are, almost 30 years on from the first tale of life at Fortress H, and it is time to park the tour bus. Writing the dispatches in retirement has had an upside and a downside. Any writer will tell you, words don't just flow like turning on a tap. So when I pause for inspiration and glance out of the window, I can drink in the vista of the proliferation of moss in the lawn, two ancient fruit trees pleading to be properly pruned, and despite Mrs. H's efforts with the loppers, the forsythia defying the laws of nature to surge ever skywards. While this reminds me of jobs that need to be done, I found it stimulating compared to the view I had from my desk at Prospect House, the backyard of the local pub. On the other hand, let me explain why the column may not always have flowed as well as it might. These will be the occasions when I've been pounding away on the keyboard and the door has burst open. You didn't tell me it was raining. My washing's getting soaked. Such interruptions in the chain of thought make it difficult to pick up the thread. Having pointed out I wasn't responsible for the inclement weather, I'd lost track of the perfect phrase I'd come up with to complete a carefully crafted sentence. And annoyingly, as soon as the paper had gone to print, I'd remember it. Retirement has given me time to do something I found most rewarding. Reflect on my 50-plus years in the newspaper industry. Mrs. H, an ardent family historian, often urged me to write down some memories for our children and especially our new granddaughter. So when publisher Paul Dixon suggested we produce a book looking back at my life in the dynamic world of newspapers, plus a selection of my favourite columns from the EDP and its sister publications, I was keen to do it. At first, it was daunting to write 15,000 autobiographical words, but it turned out to be an utter joy. The more I wrote, the more memories came tumbling out. I was forever retracing my steps to add bits in. Going back over the years to select the columns, Mrs. H absolutely shines through, and I can chart the growing pains of our children. They were 7 and 5 years old when I started, and I can track their lives from innocent youngsters through the dreaded teenage years to them as responsible adults. We are so proud of them and their lovely partners. And, of course, the latest addition, Brat Mini Minor. Brat Major is a marketing manager, and Brat Minor, a professional voiceover artist. We are planning an audio version of the book with him reading his father's words. Bet he'll find that weird. In conclusion, to all of you who have followed the goings-on at Fortress H, a heartfelt thank you. Thank you for all your letters and emails. And to the lady who wrote to me saying she thought I was probably just a wizened old bachelor imagining what married life is like. I say, Madam, I'm married to Mrs. H. You couldn't make it up.